Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. Hey y'all, what's up? So every year I try to read 100 books, and I'm gonna be real with y'all, I haven't hit that goal in about 2 years. I usually land somewhere between like 50 to 75 books, but this year I am determined to make it happen. I'm hitting that goal. So I need to read about 8 to 9 books a month, and I've been putting in the work. Let me tell y'all, I've been putting in the work. So today I just wanted to share with y'all what I've read so far, what I'm still working on, and why I think reading is so important, whether you're in it for business pleasure or you just want to escape a little bit. So let's go ahead and dive into it. So these are my books that I've read so far. Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. I read this every year. I also read Sense and Sensibility, so I'll probably be reading that again soon. Sometimes I read it like 3 or 4 times, physical copy and audiobook. I just love it. It's like comfort food for me, for sure. And then If You Ask Me by Betty White. Love Betty White. This one I listened to as an audiobook because I just really enjoyed Betty White's voice. And this book is just like memoir kind of short stories. She's super funny, very wise. Like, she gives some advice in the book. Very delightful. It felt like having coffee with your cool grandma. I listened to this one also as an audiobook. Get Organized with ADHD by Suzanne Bird. This one was super helpful. I've been working on like structuring stuff and scheduling. And so this was great for me. I highly recommend it if you have ADHD or if you're just looking for some other organizational stuff. A Condition Called Love, Volume 1 by Megumi Moreno. So I watched the anime premiere last year. I saw a couple of the episodes. So I wanted to check out the manga. It's super cute. It's emotional. It's relatable if you like romance. Some people say that the main protagonist love interest guy is a little problematic. And I do understand why people feel like that. But I still enjoyed the read. This Time Together, Laugh and Reflection by Carol Burnett. I love Carol Burnett. I got to see her live a couple years ago. Great. One of my favorite comedians. Definitely like a comedic influence on me. So it was great to hear her book. This one also was an audiobook. It was read by her. So the stories were really funny, heartfelt, and they were filled with a lot of gems about life and comedy. So I loved it. My Seinfeld Year by Fred Stoller. Fred Stoller is you probably know him as a voice actor. He has a very distinctive voice, and he's done a lot of animation. And I love his voice too. I'm really big on voices. So this one also is an audiobook. And it's behind-the-scenes stories about him working for Seinfeld. He also does stand-up comedy. So it was just very interesting, very funny, hilarious. This is also a book that I've read many times. So same thing, it's like comfort. But I checked out a new book by Fred Stoller that I hadn't checked out before called 5 Minutes to Kill. And it's another insight into comedy. It talks about him getting this HBO special in like 89 or something like that. So very interesting. What Most Successful People Do Before Breakfast by Laura Vanderkam. This one's all about, you know, starting your day off right, how we're most productive in the morning. And it's very solid advice for building like better habits if you're a morning person, if you're trying to be. I am a morning person. I became a morning person, and I am way more productive in the hours of like 4 a.m. to like 6 a.m. That's when I try to get like my most creative work done, and it has been helpful. So I like a lot of self-help books, a lot of books that can help me figure out structure and that kind of thing. And Minecraft by Paige Polansky. I've never really played Minecraft like that. My daughter was super into Minecraft. I've seen it. I know what it is. But I just kind of wanted to know some more history of Minecraft, especially with the movie coming out. So it's not just a game guide. It's kind of like talks about the cultural impact of Minecraft, and it's just like a quick read, a fun little read. And here are some books I'm still working on. So these are books I'm not finished. I read multiple books at once. I'll put a book down, come back to it. It's just whatever I want to read in the moment. So one is Sharing a House with the Neverending Man by Steve Alpert. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And it's a look at Studio Ghibli. Ghibli? See, and I always be forgetting. Studio Ghibli. from someone who worked there. So this is a dude that worked there, and it's a lot of insights into, you know, what makes Studio Ghibli work. So that one's interesting. 50 Key Video Games by Bernard Perrin. So if you love gaming history, this one's like a gold mine. It breaks down super influential games and how they shape the industry. How to Be You by Jeffrey Marsh. It's an uplifting and like encouraging story. It's a great read if you're working on like self-acceptance and embracing who you are. I've been doing a lot of self-work lately, so this is an interesting book. The Tao of Pooh by Benjamin Hoff. It's philosophy, but it's told through the lens of Winnie the Pooh. So yeah, it's really simple. It's a very simple read. I've read this one multiple times too. So yeah, I very enjoy this book. Stealing Snow by Daniel Page, which is a darker fantasy retelling of the Snow Queen. I've been working on it for a while, like some years. I started, pick it up, put it down. It's a lengthy book, and it's very interesting. I just haven't finished it yet. So I'm determined to finish that book before the end of the year. Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. Why am I reading a book that we read in school? Because I want to. I'm really big on the classics. I love the classics. So yeah, I've been meaning to finish this one for a while too. It's so sad. It's so tragic. Like, I already know how it ends. I already know the story, but this is my first time reading the whole novel through. And another Studio Ghibli book, Studio Ghibli, The Films of Hayao Miyazaki and Io Takahata by Colin O'Dell. And so this one's like part film history, part deep dive into the creative process of Studio Ghibli. So super interesting if you're into animation, super interesting if you love Studio Ghibli, or if you just like to read books. Okay, and so for me, reading is super important. I was an English teacher. I've always loved reading. I was a big fan of like Matilda. I love the library. I love going into the library. I like the smell of books. I like the feel of books. Like, going to the bookstore is one of my favorite dates. Like, taking me to the bookstore and us just getting books together, or you being like, hey, baby, get whatever you want. Love it. And so, like, I feel like as adults, we kind of lose that wonder sometimes, that how much we love books, like how we get excited about the scholastic book fair that leaves for some of us. And I love that feeling. Reading's not just for school. It's powerful. So whether you're trying to grow as a person, you're trying to level up in your career, or you just want to like chill, you're just looking for something to vibe out to, there's a book for that. There's a book for everything. And yes, audiobooks count as books. Audiobooks count as books. There's always this debate, like, well, if you didn't physically read it with your eyes, you didn't read it. Everybody's not a visual learner. Some people are, ignore me opening that chapstick, it was very loud. Some people are auditory learners. So audiobooks count. You're still getting the information. They count. And for some of us that are busy, or you may have stuff to do, you just like you listen to music, you can listen to a book. And for some people, that's how they get their book reading, and that is valid, and you have read that book. So listening to a book is still engaging your brain, and it lets you experience the story or the information that you are listening to. If you're looking for free options, because sometimes I hear like, oh, I can't afford books, go get a library card. If you don't have a library card, go get a library card. You can not only get the books that are available in the library, you don't have to physically go into the library to get books. You can use apps like Libby or Hoopla, and it lets you borrow ebooks and audiobooks straight to your phone. So, no excuses. If you want to get into reading, there are options available to you. There are resources available to you. Use those resources. Support your local library. Support literacy. I am a big advocate for that. So, yes, go read. Rabdargab. I don't know if every city had that, but we had that in Houston. Read a book. Do a report. Get a book. Read. So that is my reading list so far. I'm determined to hit my 100 book goal this year. If you got any book recommendations, hit me up. Let me know. I love to know what you're reading. If you're an author and you want me to check out your book, let me know. I might check it out. So remember, always stay curious, keep wondering, or don't. I'm not your mama. Do what you want to do. See you later. Peace. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHayes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.